mistake. Okay. We are on Tani Kesamid Aleph, and I believe we got up to Amalei Shvar Malka Lishmu, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 lines at the bottom. Amalei Shvar Malka Lishmu, Shmur Ralka told Shmur, I'm reading what you said, Mashiach HaKam Rasi. Mashiach is coming on a donkey. Ishmael Sudha Barka, should I send him a horse? Susa Barka means a horse that is a combed, well-groomed horse. Ishmael that I have, Amalei Mishmael Barka, you're a Gavni, do you have one of 100 colors? Mashiach's one is going to be very colorful. Shuman Levi Ashtachim Liyol that Akoy Apitzchim the Marsid Reb Shimon Miyachoy. Shuman Levi found that Liyol was standing at the door of the cave of Reb Shimon Miyachoy. Amalei Yisinu Bahamad Asi Vaget Alam Haba. Amalei Yirtzu Adon Hazeh. If this master wants, meaning referring to Shechina. Amalei Shuman Levi Shnayim Meisi. I saw two, me and Liyol. Vakol Gimel Shemati, but I heard the voice of the Shechina. Amalei Emes Asi Mashiach. So Reb Shuman Levi asked Liyol Anavi, when is Mashiach coming? Amalei Zul Shem Lebu today. Go ask Mashiach. He says, Vehechi Yosef, where will I find him? He said, Apischa de Karta, by the door of the city of Rome. My Simne, and how will I recognize him? He said, Yosef Bein Ani, he sits between the poor people, Shemble Chaloem, that suffer illnesses. The Kula and Shari Vashiri Bechad Zimni, they all do their wounds, undo their wounds, and repackage them, redress them together. Iu Shari Chad Vashar Chad, he does each one separately. Amadum Mavina, maybe after his work, will want me to go, but Yaakov, I shouldn't delay at all. Again, this is a remez to Mashiach. Is alive. This is according to those who say Mashiach is alive. In every generation, there's a person that's Mashiach, and he's ready to come at any moment. Now, does he know who he is? It's mashma from this Gemara that at least the Mashiach of that generation knew who he was. I don't know what happens in every generation. Why Rome? So the Mepharshim learned it's not the real Rome, because the real Rome was not within a day's travel of the Marsa of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. They learned there was a city in Eretz Yisrael called Rome, where the Roman Caesars used to vacation. It was the Roman city in Eretz Yisrael. And it's the door of that city. Symbolic, I guess, that he's waiting for the Gaulus to end of Rome, where he can come and take Klal Yisrael back again to Eretz Yisrael, to their own rulership. Yes?
Why do people ask if they're going to get it?
It's a good thing to know. Wouldn't it make you feel good if you knew you got Alam Abba? They just wanted
people to, at the last minute.
I would like to know if I'm getting Alam Abba. It's a good thing to know.
Everybody's getting
it. Okay. I knew that was coming sooner or later this week. Mr. Does say Ve'elu Shein Lam Chelik Le'Alam Abba. Again, I went to this earlier in the week that Mekubalim say ultimately everyone makes it. But he meant to, I guess he wanted to know whether he's going straight to Eilam Abba. By the way, Rabbi Shulman Levi the Gemara says in Subas went in alive in Eilam Abba. And that's why some Mepharshim want to say, he asked Elio, can I do what you did? Can I get in there alive?
What
will I answer? If Rabbi Shulman wants.
Was that a satisfying answer?
Well, he got in. Ultimately, he got in alive. Same story. The Gemara Subas, the Malchamavos wanted to kill him. He said, show me Elam Haba. Showed him Elam Haba. He jumped in while he was alive. They were going to throw him out. So, because Shmuel was dead, if he never violated his word, so then he gets to stay. He had never violated his word. He got to stay. These are all things I don't. It's beyond my perceptions. I'm not going to get, you know. That's my advice. He found Mashiach. Amalei Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Umayri. Amalei Shalom Aleichem, Bar Levoy. Hello, peace to you, Bar Levoy. Amalei Emesasi Mar. When are you coming? I'm coming today. What did he say to you? Amalei Shalom Aleichem, Bar Levoy. He greeted me. Peace unto you, the son of Levi. Amalei Avtechak Lochu LaAvichul Amalasi. He just promised you and your father Elam Abba. Not he would not have addressed you by the son of your father unless you and your father are worthy of Elam Abba. I'm going to screw it to shock me, but he lied to me. He said he's coming today, but he also didn't come. He'll come today when you listen to Hashem. The day we listen to Hashem is the day he will come. When is Ben David coming? I'm afraid you're going to ask me a sign to prove my words. We won't ask for it. Amalei said, "Shipul Ashar Azeh." When this gate falls down, Vayivna, we rebuild. Vayipol, Vayivna, fall again, referring to the gate of Rome, and be rebuilt. Vayipol, fall again. They won't have time to rebuild it. Asher ben David Vatu, when David comes. We talked about that we don't understand what this means. I did mention a pshat from a sefer called Imri Hatzvi that says a beautiful Netziv, where the Netziv says these are the kings that ruled for Edom. The Netziv says this is not just a history thing. It's that there will be in Galus of Edom, there will be different kingdoms. And every one of those Alufs referred to a kingdom that will rule. So he asked them, it says over there, Aluf, that's the name, something to do with gates. And after that, it says two more Alufs. So he said, till this kingdom falls apart, there'll be another one and another one, and that's it. Now, what that kingdom is, I don't know, but that's how the Imri Hatzvi learns Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma's answer. Give us a sign. Didn't you tell me you won't ask for a sign? Still give us a sign. From right, let the water of Banyas, one of the sources of the Jordan River, turn into blood. Temporarily. When he died,
what was the why did he not want to have
it
happen in the first time?
I don't know. And I don't know why they needed a sign. I mean, I don't know exactly what they wanted to prove by having a sign. I don't know.
I can see them wanting a sign as reassurance. Just give us some hope, tell us what we're looking for. Why would he be reluctant?
I don't know. I mean, I can speculate that nobody likes to make miracles just for not.
But clearly he knows it. Why? I guess that's my question. If he knows it, why not share it?
That's not the point. The point is to prove it. They wanted a proof. They said to him, I'm afraid you're going to ask me to prove my prediction by giving you a sign now.
I don't think they were doubting it, but
for some reason, that's what I'm saying. I don't know what their reason of asking the ice was, and it doesn't seem that he got angry at them for asking for the ice.
What happened
to
the
bury me very deep. There won't be any date trees in bubble that no horse of the Iranians won't be tied to it, because Iran will conquer Iraq. Now, I don't know if it's going current, past, I have no idea. And then they will conquer Eretz Yisrael. And they will dig up all the caskets. And therefore, I don't want to be dug up, so dig me down pretty deep. I'm a rabbi, Ben David Barsha, the Spashis Malchus Arisha, Yisrael Tisha Kadasha. Mashiach won't come until Malchus Arisha, which usually refers to the Roman Empire. But again, this was after Galus started, so I don't know what Rav is referring to exactly. Whatever it is, it'll last 9 months. Shemel Lechain Yitnaim Ar Eis Yaleida Yalada, he will give them until a woman gives birth. Yesir Elchiv Yeshuvan Abnei Yisrael, and the rest of the Yidden will be brought back. Amrula Yesi V'loy Achmina, I'd like to let Mashiach come, but I don't want to see him. Meaning he didn't want to go through the prelude to Mashiach. Okay, number Rabbi Yesi V'loy Achmina. Rabbi Yesi V'amar Yesi V'esk V'esk V'tchulu V'kapitza V'chamba. Let him come and I'll be zeichud that I should sit in the shade of the dung of a donkey. Meaning, it's worth it for me to go through all the suffering to see Mashiach. I spoke out a mushel, say it again. The Kelis Yitzchak says the following mushel. He says, why are we asking? We want to see Mashiach. And they were afraid of Mashiach. They said they'd rather not be there by the Chevle Mashiach. So the answer is to the Chasana, where the Mechutin, in the Mechutanim after the Chuppah, say to somebody, do us a favor, we're taking a half an hour nap while the Chasan Kala take their pictures, wake us up in a half an hour. And there was another person there that decided, if they're taking a nap, so will I. Well, he wakes up and the chasen is over. So he said, what happened? He said, very simple. The mechutanim, they're going to be woken up for the chasen. You, nobody cared if you're there or not, and therefore you didn't get woken up. The meroim knew they would be woken up for Yemais HaMashiach. So the question is, do they have to be there in the process? They'd rather not be there in the process. They'd rather be woken up when it happens. And we don't have that luxury of making sure we get woken up, so we might have to go through the process in order to make it there. Therefore, we say, let's be there when he comes. That's the Gemara by Tamali Abai, the Rabbi my time. What are they afraid of? Ilay Mishim Chevlish and Mashiach. Is it they're afraid of Chevlish and Mashiach? What should a person do to save himself from Chevlish and Mashiach? Yasin b'tayrim gmilus chasadim. You should learn Taira, do gmilus chasadim. Umar, and you, a Taira gmilus chasadim. You do both. Amalei shem yigam achet. Still, you're afraid that maybe chet will cause that the person will not be insulated from Chevlish and Mashiach. How do I know chet can cause a change in what's supposed to happen? To the Rabbi Yaakov Ayin, the Rabbi Yaakov Ayin Rami. Simon says in the Pasuk, Hashem gave Yaakov a promise, I will watch you wherever you go. Simon says, he was frightened, and he was afraid. Hashem promised him. The answer is, Chait might have changed the promise. Where do we see that it actually happened? Kedetanya. Hashem promised Chaito they would go twice into Eretz Yisrael. And he equates the two. Adav Ramcha Hashem, until your nation crosses into Eretz Yisrael. Zubia Rishayna, referring to the first entry by Yeshua. Adav Ram Zukanisa, this nation that you acquired, Zubia Shnia, through Ezra's time. Emra Miyata, we see from here. Ruim HaYisrael, Asif, from Nez, Zubia Shnia, Kibia Rishayna. Really, we were supposed to have a miracle the second time, like the first time. Elo Shagar Machait, Chait caused that we weren't beneficiaries of the Nez. Machain Amar Rabbi Yitzin, Yechin, and Yitzin, Vilei Achmi Nez.
I never heard of a gadol saying I'm worried about my own personal pain and suffering.
I don't think they were worried about their pain and suffering. I thought one of them, before I should learn, they wouldn't be able to tolerate the pain and suffering that they see. One of them, before I should say, they just didn't want to be there to watch all the pain and suffering that everybody has to suffer. Not their own pain and suffering. It's difficult. Yes?
This one is Brock's first marriage. Rabbi Yochanan and the other Amorayim were sick and tired, neither illness nor its reward.
Right. No, but that's not what Avi's saying. Avi's asking that we find throughout history that many Gdolim did not run away from their communities and stayed to suffer the same fate because of their feeling of achrayas to be there with their community regardless.
No one's running from anything. They aren't there at the moment.
No, again, they are asking. No. He's asking a very good question, I think. We find many Gdolim Yisrael who had the chance, let's say in World War II, to be saved and refused to leave their kehila. Right? Now, they didn't say, Yesi v'loy achmine, let me get out of here, I don't want to have to see this. They said, if this is what Klal Yisrael suffers, we'll be there along with them.
But that's not what the Amorim said. The Amorim said that this is not Chevli Mashiach right now. I have no desire to be in Chevli Mashiach.
Okay. That means they're saying, you could say that means it wasn't there at the moment. They're not asking to be taken away at the moment. They'll be saying they hope they're not there when it's around.
I mean, there's no mitzvah to want to be a flagellant.
Well, again, I think the point is that it's a certain wanting to be out personally. That's what it seems to be indicating, and that's what's bothering God. I'm going to ask Lakish my time. What are you afraid of? Elam is in the same kashi on the Swiss Mary. Person runs away from a lion, a puggy, a dog, and he meets a bear, a blah, blah, he comes to the house. Samach Yadu like here, and his hand gets pushed to the wall, and he gets bitten by a snake. I will show you similarities in this world. He goes out to the field of Pogam by Santer. He meets the surveyor expert who has the chance to decide who owns which field. It's like Elijah just got him because the surveyor measures his fields and diminishes the size. He meets the tax collector. That's like the bear. He comes home and he finds the children are suffering in starvation. People are able to handle, multitask, unfortunately, many problems. So what are you afraid of? That the Gemara, Ella, this is what are you afraid of. Ask, see. If a male gives birth, Madua, meaning why are they acting like childbirth women, these men? Why have I seen all men yada b'chalata with hands on their loins? Kiyaleida. V'napchu k'ponim liyarakin, and they've turned green. What does it mean? My reason called Gever. I'm a rabbi, he's called a rabbi, she's called Gvur Shalai. It's referring to Kavayachu and Kaddish Baruch Hu. My benepku kaponim liyarakim, who turns pale? I'm a rabbi, pamayi shamayla, pamayi shamata. The malachim and us down here. When the time of Mashiach comes and it's time to destroy the Goyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, I created them. How can I destroy some for the others? If a horse falls and hurts himself, if an ox hurts himself, they put a horse in his stable. And then it's hard to get the horse removed. So the same thing, Geula is a process of HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I have to wipe out the current favorites, treating favoritely, and bring back the old favorites, the real favorites. But it's difficult, Kaviyachu, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rav Gidl, Amar Rav, Asid in Yisrael, Dach Lishnei Mashiach. Gidl will eat Mishnei Mashiach. Amar Rav Baba Pshita, Aman Akhulu, who else will be there? Chiluk Kabilik, Akhulu, and Rashi brings three Pshatim and Chiluk Kabilik. Either it's a saying, or it refers to, Rashi here seems to learn, it refers to, or it means destruction, will be totally destroyed, or it's the name of two judges. That's what Chiluk Kabilik are. Let me just finish an outline. He says there won't be years of Mashiach. So therefore, we say, no, there will be years of Mashiach. Sunday morning, new time, 6:15. New time, 6:15. It's really 7:15. I'm taking 15 minutes away from the hour. Yes.